The U.S. Supreme Court strikes down a Louisiana abortion law.
They said that in this case, there were negligible health benefits for the women, and it would create huge obstacles for women trying to get an abortion. In fact, it would force two of the state's remaining three abortion clinics to close.
And the maker of the COVID-19 drug Remdesivir sets a price. Plus, an unexpected consequence of lockdowns, the COVID-15. We'll explain. It's Monday, June 29th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. The number of new coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States. Nearly 39,000 confirmed infections were recorded across the nation yesterday. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the percentage of tests coming back positive rose in 22 states in the past week, up from 15 a week earlier. In Texas, Bexar County, where San Antonio is located, warned over the weekend that local hospitals are approaching capacity. In New York City, officials are considering postponing the next phase of reopening due to the surge in other states. U.S. stocks started the week with gains despite the rise in coronavirus cases. The Dow gained 580 points, or 2.3%. The S&P 500 rose 1.5%, and the Nasdaq was up 1.2%. Gilead Sciences says its COVID-19 treatment Remdesivir will cost U.S. hospitals just over $3,000 for a typical patient. The drug has been shown to reduce the recovery time for coronavirus patients, and it was authorized for emergency use last month. Gilead says it'll charge a lower price for some U.S. federal agencies like the Veterans Affairs Department and for patients in the rest of the developed world, where governments directly negotiate drug prices. Energy giant BP is selling its petrochemicals business to British chemicals company INEOS for $5 billion. It's the largest deal by a major oil company since the coronavirus was declared a pandemic. BP says it sold the chemicals business, which was smaller than those run by rivals Exxon and Shell, rather than invest in the unit's growth. Shares of BP ended the day up more than 3%. And India is banning dozens of Chinese mobile apps, including TikTok, citing efforts to ensure the safety and sovereignty of India's cyberspace. The decision comes as tensions are high between the two countries following a deadly clash between Indian and Chinese forces near a disputed border in the Himalayan mountains. Coming up after the break, the Supreme Court overturns a Louisiana abortion law. The Supreme Court issued a major ruling on abortion today, striking down a Louisiana law that requires doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital before performing abortions. The case has been viewed as a bellwether for how the conservative-leaning court will handle abortion cases. It's been a big question since the 2018 retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy, who previously joined with his liberal colleagues to uphold abortion rights. Joining me now with more on the case and its impact is our Justice and Judiciary Editor, Vivica Novak. Vivica, can you remind us of the background here for this Louisiana case?
Yeah, so this case started, Louisiana passed a law in 2014 that required people performing abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. It's almost identical to a Texas law that was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2016, and yet this case wound its way up to the Supreme Court as well, even though it was very, very similar.
So tell us more about the breakdown of the vote.
So the Supreme Court decided 5-4 that this law wasn't any good either, just like the Texas one. And it's very interesting because Justice John Roberts, the Chief Justice, joined the four liberals on the court in striking down the law. Now, he cited a different reason for striking down the law than the other four justices. He said, you know, stare decisis. That means, you know, we've decided this case and we have to kind of stick by the rules that we have set. And because we made this decision in 2016, this law has to fail as well. The other four justices were more looking towards the undue burden test, which is the test that the Supreme Court set up some years ago, saying that abortion could be regulated, but you can't place an undue burden on the right of a woman to get an abortion. And so they said that in this case, there were negligible health benefits for the women, and it would create huge obstacles for women trying to get an abortion. In fact, it would force two of the state's remaining three abortion clinics to close.
So what are the broader implications of this decision regarding the court's overall approach to abortion cases?
Yeah, you know, it's a little hard to generalize because, in part because Justice Roberts did not have the same reasoning as the other justices. But if he sticks to the precedent is to be respected point of view, one could say that, you know, other abortion cases should not be uprooted either. Other abortion decisions through the years, including Roe v. Wade, including Casey, a lot of important decisions that have upheld the right of a woman to have an abortion.
Vivica, we also had another decision today from the Supreme Court on a very different issue, and that's regarding the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is actually a legal battle that's been going on for about a decade. What's the significance of today's court ruling on the CFPB?
Yeah, the court did not throw out the structure of the CFPB entirely, as some had advocated, but the justices, 5-4 conservatives in the majority here, said that the leadership of the CFPB, the director, was too powerful because the president could only remove him or her for, you know, gross malfeasance or something like that. So the decision actually put in place a provision that allows the president to get rid of the director for any reason, really. So it's kind of a win for those who support the CFPB, particularly since this decision is coming, you know, right before an election. If Joe Biden is elected, the Democratic presumed nominee, it means he can put in his own director, as opposed to having someone who was handpicked by Trump remain in the office.
Will any other agencies be affected by the CFPB decision?
Well, there is one other agency that has a similar structure with a director that's very hard to remove, and that's the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which is the parent agency of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So we'll have to see if there's some adjustments made there as well.
Wall Street Journal Justice and Judiciary Editor Vivica Novak. Vivica, thank you so much for joining me.
It's good to be with you.
And finally, after months in quarantine, all those homemade loaves of bread, TV binge sessions, and skipped workouts are catching up with us. Our reporter Suzanne Kapner says a lot of people are now dealing with some extra weight that's being dubbed the COVID-15.
In Google search, searches for elastic waist have really spiked in recent weeks. And some of the body measuring apps that I spoke with said they are seeing a big uptick in people redoing their profiles. And, you know, typically they see that in January after the holidays when people tend to gain a lot of weight. But they're seeing, you know, an unusual spike for this time of year, which leads them to think, you know, it's because people have packed on some extra pounds.
Demand for larger size clothing is up so much that some retailers say they're also expanding their inventory. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.